You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, live from the YMCA. Molly, it's hour three now. Are you finally relaxed?
I am now.
It was the shoe conversation,
I
right?
I think it was.
All right. You need to get out and get more shoes. I'm really quite surprised you need to up your shoe game. I mean, you are a trainer. But this is what you do for a living.
I know. I do.
And that would make me feel better.
Okay.
If you could up your game just a little bit.
To 30?
I don't think you have to go that far.
Okay.
And I've always got Dominique, so I can just throw that out
there
because once you compare yourself to that, it's all good.
Pretty impressive.
All right, we're here for the full 3 hours. We're meeting Team DMH and also our listeners who are participating and our fellow team members. Abby's going to be stopping by a little bit later today. You'll hear her before she ever gets anywhere near the microphones. And were you at all concerned that the team was kind of quiet on Monday? It was a very quiet class.
Really? I just think they were sizing you guys up.
Okay.
They were just, yeah.
All right, well, I have no idea. We've been doing this for a long time. I don't remember what day one felt like the first time. All I know is we were doing things like bug killers and all these like weird things, and I felt
dead
like
bugs.
Dead bugs. I felt like the least coordinated person on earth.
Well, we're bringing back the dead bugs today. So.
Today?
Today.
Okay. It's been a while. But I remember going, that doesn't, it felt unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, a week or two in, you start feeling
right.
more. Now, some of these folks are in really good shape, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what it's going to make this challenge really interesting because many of them are already practicing healthy lifestyles. So
that's great.
Yes.
But you can always be better. And Jennifer Allen and Amanda Rios, is that right? Amanda,
yeah.
Make sure I get that correct. All right. First of all, what do you guys both do at the hospital?
I'm the HR manager.
And you dance, is what I'm assuming.
Sometimes.
While you're managing?
Sometimes.
Come on, you were dancing during the bump music. You danced all Monday. Yeah, that's okay. I like that.
I want to hear her playlist because I want to see more dancing. I'm all in for the dancing.
Really reacted well to Def Leppard. All I am saying.
Girl, I love Def Leppard.
Okay.
Seen him several times.
Have you really?
Yeah.
See, I clued in on that from Monday's class. So what is it again that you do?
I'm the HR manager.
And what does that mean specifically?
I do a lot of things in HR.
Okay.
No. I do a lot of employee relations, a little bit of recruitment, dabble in some benefits.
Yeah, you're like everybody else, right? Wear a lot of hats.
Yes.
And is that fun? People don't normally think of the HR department as the funnest place.
That's probably a true statement, but
I don't know that that's true. I just think that's people's perception.
It's not a place you come to be happy.
Yeah.
But we have a great team. So I've been there almost 20 years. So at this point, I think I enjoy it at least a little bit.
I think it's a wrong perception.
Yeah.
I just think people that it's a very efficient place. You know, this is where you go for efficiency. This is where you go for.
Right.
But I assume you guys have a pretty good team. I mean, most of your folks are the participating are kind of in and around that department, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. So you guys have known each other for a long time?
Yeah.
All right, and what is it that you do, Amanda?
I am part of her wonderful, fun team.
Yes?
I am the Benefit and Compensation Coordinator in Human Resources.
And you guys have really long titles
we
there
do.
At the hospital.
Yeah, big words.
So what does that mean exactly?
So I work over all the benefit plans, the health insurance, dental insurance, FMLA, disability.
Okay, so the theme that I'm getting here from all the DMH folks is that this is all sort of connected because you guys are all involved in having like sort of healthy, happy employees. Because if you're healthier, you're probably more productive, your insurance costs are down. That is, as a hospital, as a culture, as a company, these kind of things are important because it encourages employees to be in better shape and have healthier lifestyles.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, would you guys describe yourselves as shy?
No.
No.
Okay. Molly?
What, am I shy?
No, I'm asking you. It's like everybody's like reserved right now. You know, like I have a feeling that there's a lot of true personalities we're not actually seeing, right?
Well, it's the first time on the radio, right?
Yeah.
See?
Really?
They're all like,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is something that, okay. I don't really understand this because I've been doing it for a long
time.
It's been so long since I've thought about that
it
always kind of like when I hear people that get nervous, I'm always like, well, why are you nervous? We're just here having a conversation. Now, you don't strike me as the type of person to get intimidated or nervous about anything.
I would say that's an accurate statement.
Okay.
I just don't want to say anything stupid and people are going to say, I heard you on the radio this morning and that was a stupid comment.
You get used to it.
Oh, that's my whole life. That's my everyday. I think it's going to be fun getting to know you guys over the next 6 weeks. And there is this team thing. Did you have fun Monday in the first class, like with a team sort of concept?
Oh, yeah. And I think we know each other, all of us at DMH. We have a lot of great personalities. I think you're going to see them come out.
Absolutely.
I may have been the first, but it's only going to get better.
I think that's true. So what have you done to keep in shape and to stay in shape over the years?
I've kind of done the gamut of everything. I've done classes. I've done marathons. I've done a little CrossFit. I've done a little cycling. But I kind of found myself getting less and less involved, and I was kind of getting a little complacent.
Yeah.
So
isn't it amazing how easily that happens?
It is. And then my diet kind of followed along with it,
yep.
And I just wasn't feeling the greatest. So this opportunity came up, and I think it's
all right.
Good.
So what do you want to get out of the next 6 weeks, Jennifer?
Clean up the diet, which I've already done with the MyFitnessPal. It makes you really accountable.
Isn't it crazy that as human beings, we know, but when it's staring at you on their phone, there's a different mindset, right?
Right. When I know Molly's going to see that I ate that mini Snickers out of the
They think
container.
That I judge them, but I really don't. I don't. Yeah. I just want you to be aware
okay.
of what you're eating.
So the diet and then, you know, just overall getting my fitness level back up where it's been.
Yeah, but the great thing about being there, you know you can get there again, right?
Yes.
I mean, so that's the one thing about people that are starting kind of fresh for the first time. That's the hardest thing for them to know is where you can get in 6 weeks or where you can get in 12 weeks. But you know that because you've done it before.
Right.
So you have an extra confidence, right? But it's also important that all these different personalities, I think, represent sort of the community at large, right?
Mm-hmm.
10 or 11 years ago, I was in the best shape of my life. And it's like you just slide and you get busy and life comes along. And the next thing you know, 8 years go by and you're not where you were, you know, 8 years ago, but you have the muscle memory and you know when you get back into it, you can. Amanda, what are you looking to get out of this?
So talking about life with the whole, I'm trying to rebuild my habits. I've got a almost 1 year old.
Right.
And I thought like I was always active before him during my entire pregnancy. And I thought it's not going to be any problem getting back into shape. But I don't think I have any habits. I haven't been consistent over the last year. So just rebuilding that consistency.
Okay. Well, listen, we hope you get everything you want out of this and you have fun and be yourselves. And don't worry about saying something stupid. I'll take care of that. And everyone, just have a great time. Now, were you sore at all the next day?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah, it's very
good. Those wall sets.
Isn't it amazing? Why are some people's bodies able to do some things and it doesn't bother them so much, and yet this exact same thing to somebody else is like hell?
I don't know.
I could wall sit all day. In fact, I don't even want to get off the wall to go do whatever the other thing is. Just give me the wall and I'm happy. And squats. I'm okay with squats.
Right.
You know, but some people, you know, but I hate rope climbers.
So does Lindsay.
Yeah. And I think it's because there's no way to do it without looking stupid.
Well, you haven't done Wacky Jacks in a while, have
you? Oh,
we?
God, I forgot about the Wacky Jacks. Yes, those are worse than rope.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you're going to have something special planned today. You want to give them a preview of what's coming up at noon?
So movement screens, again, we're going to bring the...
And explain what a movement screen
is. So what I do, it's really for my benefit. Hopefully, you know, you get some benefit out of it, too. But I want to see how you're moving. So what do your lunges look like? What do your squats look like? That kind of gives me a clue on maybe some areas that I need to focus with you as far as maybe muscle imbalances. So I want to make sure that you're doing those exercises correctly and getting the most benefit for those. So I just kind of dial it back with just the basics. But next week, we're going to kick into high gear.
Okay. So week one is sort of like a slow
yes.
introduction.
Yes. Yes.
And you've got 16 people to sort of
yes.
monitor, which is, mm-hmm. you know, that's a pretty good size class.
Mm-hmm.
And you tailor this to, so that everyone can participate at any level.
Yes.
I mean, there's lots of modifications. So if you can't do, if you're not coming at life like Jennifer's point of view, you know, who's run in races and cycled,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have a way to get the same amount of benefit, but just doing it a little different
right.
way. Because
right.
keeping everybody safe is, walking away injured isn't what we want to see.
No,
with
absolutely not. Your safety is my top priority. So
okay. Well, Jennifer, any smack talk? Anything you want to throw down? Any challenge or anything? You guys look pretty sinister in the video.
Yeah, I think Team DMH is going to bring it home this year. We got a great team. I think we're going to win.
All right. Well, listen, I love the confidence.
Yes.
Amanda, we hope you get everything you want out of this 6 weeks and beyond.
See.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it. We'll get back on the other side of the break. We'll have a couple more DMH guests. I think that's everybody. And then Sean, our last listener, who will be stopping by, and Abby, who is in charge of people joining the YMCA. And this is what it's all about. Get out there. Get off the couch. Get started. Get doing something. fill in the details later, but the most important thing for you to take away from all this is that you can do it. There's 16 people that are on this. Some of these us are strangers. We've never met each other before, all different shapes and sizes and ages and stages in life. There's something for you out there, and I promise you, it will come faster than you think, and if you just get off the couch and get moving, you will lead a happier life. I promise you.